Buzzcocks, By Request, Ever Fallen in Love, from the first album. There's singles going steady. Started off the set with The Beige from West Germany. They gave us Boredom. Sticky out of California gave us The Fashion Risk. That's from a re-release of an EP they put out earlier called Cuddle. Senseless Things from England gave us I Want to Go Back. That's sort of like new old stuff. They have a release of old demo stuff, and they put it out on an up-and-coming album called Up and Coming. Buzzcocks ending up the set with Ever Fallen in Love. And if we go to the phone right now, we should have Joe on the line. How you doing, Joe?
Pretty good.
Joe's with a band called Citizens Arrest, and they'll be playing here at SUNY Stony Brook this Saturday the 6th in a benefit concert for WUSB, along with Seizure and the Lie Detectors. Joe, you guys ever played with these guys before?
Yeah, we played with Seizure a couple of times, and they're really good friends of ours, and we like playing with them a lot. You know, really fun guys. But no, we never played with the Lie Detectors before.
So you've actually played with CZ, probably up at the Anthrax then, right?
Well, actually, no. We actually played with them at this place, ABC No Rio, in Manhattan, which is a pretty cool club, you know. And we played with them like twice, and we played like a squad of rock show with them. Both times, they were really fun and really good.
Okay, how would you describe your band in a live sense? Because I've never really seen the band live.
Well, really fast, really hectic, and like, I don't know, just kind of crazy. Like, Daryl, our singer, is just like, he's not to be egotistical, but he's probably one of the better frontmen that I've seen as far as like hardcore goes. You know, he just throws himself around like there's no tomorrow or something, and just goes crazy. You know, we've had him like cut his head open and bleed like severely at our shows and stuff. It just really adds to like the whole like hardcore punk sense, you know.
I guess there's like a resurgence going on in the city. A lot of new bands coming out within the past like year or two. Is that like attributable to like the opening of ABC No Rio once like CB's closed down?
Oh yeah, definitely. It was even because CB's closed down, because Mike Bullshit, the singer for Go, he after CB's closed down, he realized, and as a lot of people realized, that there wasn't going to be any shows in Manhattan. So he started it just for that reason, that CB's closed down. I don't know if he would have started it if CB's didn't close.
So a lot of new bands are coming to play at the ABC No Rio. Now, I guess this is like the first time you guys will be coming out to Long Island.
Yeah, this will be the first time. We did come out there to play a show at this place called The Reds with like SFA and Outburst, but it really sucked because the club was just totally screwed up, and like because Outburst canceled, they canceled the whole show. Not that there was any people there, but we offered to play for free. Us, SFA, and Go offered to play for free, but they still said no. They still closed the show down because Outburst didn't show up.
Well, that's unfortunate. But now the kids on Long Island will be able to see you play here at Stony Brook. The show's in the Union Bar level. It's 8 o'clock show, and tickets are on sale now. I hear you guys have a record or two out.
Yeah, we have a 7-inch. It's been out for about like 4 or 5 months already. And the first pressing sold out, but the second, we're getting repressed in about a week or two. And we should have a live flexi out within about 2 weeks. It was a show from our show at CB's and our show at in Boston at a place called Bunratty's. And we're going to record our LP in about 2 months on Vermiform Records. So we're pretty good, doing a lot of stuff.
Are you also on some compilation albums or tapes?
Yeah, we're on like a bunch of compilation tapes, like Too Many to Mention. And we're on the Look at All the Children Now comp LP. We're going to be on like Tim Boiling Point's comp, a 7-inch, I don't know what it's going to be called. And the Inward Monitor Complexy, the Inward Monitor fanzine, is doing a flexi compilation of bands doing covers and stuff with, like, us, Born Against, Rorschach, and some other bands.
And what band are you going to cover, out of curiosity?
Oh, we cover Red Sea. We cover a song that's on the Fletcher Head compilation, Pressure's On.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we covered it on our demo, and we really liked it a lot, so we figured we'd just, you know, do it for the flexi.
Now, how do you guys, when you go write to write original songs, how does that creative process work? Does, like, you know, someone just write the lyrics and then you come up with the music, or is it the music first, the lyrics next?
Yeah, we usually come up with the music first, and then we fit the lyrics to it. But it's like either Giannis or me will have something, and, you know, we'll just start playing it, and we'll go from there. Usually it just starts off being, like, a one-part thing, and we just both add on to it. So you really couldn't say who writes the songs, because like there's just like a spark or something of like the first like part that we are whatever we play, and just we both just add on from there. And you know, Pat writes all his drum parts, and Daryl's been writing most of the lyrics.
And how would you describe like your lyrical content? Are you like a political band or a straight edge band or?
Well, we're not straight edge. I'm straight, but I'm the only member of the band who is. But like our lyrics like are mostly they're sort of political, you know, but not stemming too far into like individual politics. The politics that we that our lyrics contain are basically the band's politics, which don't really go too deep, you know, like a lot of reality and stuff, and like even some like fantasy type stuff, you know, like Daryl's like dreams and stuff, but you know, basically it's just pretty realistic and you know gritty stuff.
Great, great. So looking forward to seeing you guys then this Saturday night. I wish I had something to play from you, but I guess I'll have to wait to do that.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I guess Daryl didn't send you the record.
That's okay, but we do have something from another band that's going to be playing at the Benefit. They're called the Lie Detectors, and they have a tape out called, well, it's from their first demo. We have a song called Meltdown ready to go. So, Joe, hold on, and I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us tonight, and I'll be seeing you guys Saturday night. It's a Benefit for WUSB. Tickets are on sale now, $5 with Stony Brook ID, $6 without, and at the night of the show, it's $8. It's here at the campus of the State University of New York at Stony Brook in the Union Buy level, and the show will be starting at 8 o'clock, and I believe you guys will be the middle band. Lie Detectors will be opening up, followed by yourselves, and then Seizure will be ending up the night.
So, okay, sounds good.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let's give a listen to something from the Lie Detectors. This is Meltdown.
Sleeping massive collision caused more destruction. Anarchy said somebody could.